Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just pray right now to God, Lord, that we become more aware of Your presence, God, that You are with us. Come on, somebody say, He is with me. He's with me, hallelujah. He doesn't leave me, hallelujah. He'll never forsake me, hallelujah. That's Your word, hallelujah. There's healing in Your presence, God. There's healing, there's forgiveness, God. I receive all that You have for me, God. Come on. I receive all that You have, hallelujah. All Your goodness, hallelujah. He desires to pour it out upon me. He desires to be blessed. Hallelujah. He desires me to be the head and not the tail. He desires me to be that way. Hallelujah. I receive it tonight. Hallelujah. I receive it tonight. Hallelujah. Health and fullness. Hallelujah. Prosperity. Hallelujah. Blessings. Hallelujah. Lord, that we can't contain. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank You for that. And we give You glory and we give You honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, you may be seated. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul and all that's within me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that's within me. Hallelujah. He is good. He is good. He is good. I love the Lord. Do you love the Lord tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. I just pray tonight. Hallelujah. That we just receive the word. Take hold of it. I pray that it enlightens us, pray that our minds are open, that we can receive it. And anything that tries to block it or tries to disrupt it, let it be broken in Jesus' name. I declare it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Do you really believe that? I want you to hear this and listen. We're talking about, this is what we've been talking about last week, and we're going to continue until God tells me to change something, but we're talking about thoughts. We're talking about thoughts. We're talking about things that we think. And tonight, I want to share with you tonight about your mouth. About your mouth. Hallelujah. Now, I want to talk to you about your mouth and your heart. They need to agree. Come on, amen. Your mouth and your heart need to agree. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray tonight that our mouth and our heart come in agreement with what God says. Amen. That come in agreement. Hallelujah. And that's where we struggle. Amen. And tonight I'm going to point out some things that we could see that sometimes we wonder why sometimes our prayers aren't answered. Or sometimes we don't get the direct answers or the things that we think we should. And it has a lot to do with our mouth and our heart. So let's take hold of this. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just pray You bless this word. Let it take hold of us, God. Let us grip us in this new year. Amen. I'm excited about this new year. We're getting our sign ready. We're going to take that down tonight, but I got to get it to Renee. I got one. I'm ready. So, all right. Amen. Amen. Listen, we got some new things coming. Listen, I pray. Listen, we just believe that today, amen, Beth, today was even a sign of what's to come. Amen. Come on. Can you say amen, Beth? Can you say amen, Beth? Amen. Today's a sign, there's a blessing, and God spoke to us overflow, and it's going to come and boom like this. And I'm telling you, there's already been things that just been happening just today that are blessings. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. So our heart's got to be right. Amen. Our heart's got to be right. And we're going to get a sign. One of the things is we don't have a sign out here to like right out on the street. We want to get a sign because some people come to the church and they go to the wrong doors. And but we got a big flag. You know those big welcome flag signs? Yeah. We're going to get one of those. We got one of those. Kelly's going to order it. Maybe get our logo on there, something like that. And then the other thing is we're going to get that TV for the sign out front. You know the front out front? There's a sign right there, right on the... We're going to get it. It's a digital screen, you know, can let everybody know when we are here and that. And so when they come down the diamond, they could see it. And then once we get that one, we'll get a blessing. Put one over here, too. So, amen. So we got to get ready. Amen. I really feel that we're getting some people ready in places and positions and to take hold. Amen. And if you're not a part of it, get a part of it. Amen. Find something to do for the Lord. Amen. So let's take a look at this. Mark. Let's look at Mark 11. And this, you might not get it all at once, but you will when I get through it, okay? So just get this all together as I begin to bring it. And it says, when they came nigh to Jerusalem, Bethany, in the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth his two disciples. Let me see. Is that where I want to be? Yes. Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. 11:11. And it says, and Jesus entered into Jerusalem, into the temple. And when he had looked round about all things, and now the even it was evening was come, he went out of Bethany with the 12. Now, I want you to set this up because I want you to see something. He came into the church. He came into the church, the heart of the church, the place where the expression of God was supposed to be expressed. So he came to church, he came into the house of God, and when he went in there, I want you to know that he took notice upon everything. It says that he looked at everything, he was looking at everything that was there. And I want you to know, because I know you guys know this, where this is, where this takes us, and where he came and what he did after. But Jesus didn't do anything right away. I want you to know that his heart was hurt because of what was about ready, what he seen, what was taking place in the house of God, and it wounded his heart. It wounded him. And it says that he left that place, and it says, and in John 2, you could look at yourself, and it says that when he left there, he says, all night long, he was working on something. What he was working on was a whip. I just want you to think about this. Here's these disciples sitting beside him, and here's Jesus. He's putting together, I don't know how you do it, whether you weave it or whatever, but all night long, he's making a whip. And they're like, what's going on here, man? But I want you to know that they knew that something was going on because they were in that temple too, and they seen a lot of things that were there. And Jesus, his heart was broken. He was angry. He was angry, but he said not. I want you to see what was building up within him. And as he left that place, this is what he did. And this is awesome. Because this is, in the morrow when they were come to Bethany, he was hungry. He was hungry. He was hungry. Just like he was when he went into that church. He was hungry. He was hungry. He went into that place. He was hungry. And it says that he was walking by that way. The disciples, he was walking. And I know at this point, here he got this. He's dragging this whip. And the disciples, like, Matthew's like, listen, hey, let's just stay back. Let him go ahead of us. Just let him take the lead. I'm not sure what he's going to do, but just let him go. So here's Jesus, and he looks at this, and it says, and he's seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves. He came happily expecting. He was expecting fruit from this, and he says, and it might have find anything upon it. There was nothing there, and he came through and he found nothing but leaves, for the time of the figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said, no man eat fruit of this evermore. And he cursed it. I want you to see something. All the anger that was built up, everything was built up, he put it on that right there, and he cursed that fig tree. I want you to recognize that Jesus didn't take it with him when he went into that temple. Even though he scourged them and he went this, he didn't curse anybody in that place, but he cursed the fig tree. I want you to see the point of this. I want you to grab hold of this. Because what was in his heart? Come on, amen. What was in God's heart? Amen. What was his expression? What came forth out of him? But he poured it out upon that. He showed him his hurt, his pain, and he showed him that when something, when it's wrong, when it's wicked like that, it's not producing fruit, that it's going to die. He's directing something for us to understand something. It's not just about having a church, looking like it and acting like it. Come on, amen. But he wants fruit that bears, that you take hold of it, that you see it, that's functioning. Come on, that's purposeful. Come on, that's powerful, that's mighty. That people that come into that place that are desperate, that are looking for it, they're looking for life, they're looking for something more, can come in and bear that fruit. So that anger that was within him was poured out upon that, and he cursed it. And he went into the temple. Listen, and it says, and he came to that place, and he began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple. He overthrew the temple, changing tables. They were selling it. They were selling it. Oils, and they were selling doves, and they were selling the sacrifice that they could come into this place. That these people would have to buy from them something to worship God. And he was dealing with a wicked heart. A heart that was wicked. It wasn't the heart of the Father. And he was addressing it at this moment. He flipped over the tables. I want you to know that, listen to me, God does not want anything in our hearts. He doesn't want things in our hearts that would disrupt us, that will rob us from knowing who he is. Come on. He wants you to know him in the fullness, in the greatness, in the fullness of all that he is. not to get caught up in some religion or something else. And he says, and he taught them. He began to teach them. He began to say to them, this isn't the heart of God. He says, my house shall be called a nation, a house of prayer. But you've made it a den of thieves. A den of thieves. Now keep that in your heart. And the scribes and chiefs, they heard it. Remember, I want you to know they had a heart condition. He says, and they sought how many that they might destroy him. They began to think from that moment that we want to destroy him. We want to destroy him. And he says, where they feared him because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. He says, and when they had come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, they passed by and they saw the fig tree. And guess what? It was dried up from its roots. It was dried up from its roots. It was at a root base, a place deep within. I want you to understand, I'm here to tell you this. Listen, I believe this year God's working on our hearts. God's working on our hearts. He's digging in deep in places. We started off this at the end of the year talking about that God's knocking on our heart. I want you to know that God doesn't stop knocking because there's places in our hearts. There's many multiple places and depths within our hearts that God wants to get into that hold us back. Places that we won't let other people in, or we've been hurts and pains and confusions and all kinds of things that we hide and we lock doors and we bound ourselves up and we don't let anybody in. But God says, I need to get in there because out of your heart, you hold your treasure. Come on, amen. And if it's not healed, come on, amen, out of it will come hurts and pains. Out of that, when you least expect it, when you're broken and when you're hurt, out of that place will come what's in your heart. That's what will come out of your heart. It's in the times of pressure that out of that moment, what's in your heart will come out. So listen. So here he is. And he says, and he began to say, he says, and it dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling in remembrance, he said unto him, Master, behold, look at that fig tree that you cursed that's withered away. And Jesus answered unto him, and he says, have faith in God. Oh, everything that he does is purposeful. I want you to know that just like your walk with him, every moment, every second of your life is purposeful. It's directed. Come on, amen. That he is a God, hallelujah, is of redeeming. He's redeeming things back into your life, and he's eternal. We see things temporary and momentful and second by second, but God sees things eternally. Hallelujah. He's got you in favor. He's got you in mind. Hallelujah. We're going to come to a place where we're going to trust God that we don't know, we don't understand what's going on, but in my heart, hallelujah, I'm settled in the depths because God has pulled things out of my heart, rooted things up that I trust in Him and Him alone. So here he was. He says, he said, have faith in God. So number one, to have faith in God. And can you, let me just go here in Matthew 5. I'm going to read it out of the message. You stay where you are, Randy, if you could. Listen, Matthew 5:8, it says this. This is the message. You're blessed when you get your inside, your mind and your heart put right. Then you can see God on the outside world. That's what God spoke to our hearts this year. That, listen, God's getting our hearts right. Because when it's right on the inside, we'll see God on the outside. That no matter what comes our way, that God's on the inside, hallelujah, we'll see Him on the outside. And He's dealing with our hearts. That our hearts be pure. Amen. Listen, I want you to know that I can't see your heart. I see the fruit sometimes, but I cannot see your heart. Amen. I can hear your words. You can hear my words. But listen, the heart thing is a God thing. Amen. It's a God thing. Hallelujah. He knows what's in your hearts. You can't hide it from anybody else. If God wants to deal with it, let Him deal with it. Amen. This is a good word. Amen. And he says, verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe this thing which he shall saith shall come to pass, and he shall whatsoever he saith. Listen, I want you to see something. There's three things. Have faith in God. Amen. That we have faith in God, and it's what you say. Whosoever will say. So there's something, we need to declare something. But it's not just about saying something. That's with my mouth. But it's what I say. It's in my heart. There's a condition. Say condition. Listen, he says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. He says, but there shall not be no doubt in your heart. Listen, we've said things, and I want you to know that sometimes this is why we miss things. Because we can say things in our mouth, but we got to believe it in our heart. And the problem is this. Listen, I want you to get this. I want you to understand. Well, listen, well, how do I fix my heart? I want you to get this. Because every one of us have a heart condition that God's dealing with. Every one of us have a place in our hearts that God's dealing with. Places of faith that God's working upon us. That we need to believe. We need to trust Him. We need to let Him happen. I want to pray for things. Come on, amen. I want to pray for things and believe in my heart without a shadow of a doubt and watch it take place. That's my heart. That's my desperation. That's where I want to be. I want to see God do those things. Because God's Word says it. He's not a liar. Amen. A mountain. He says He declared to a mountain and it will be moved. But here's the problem. We got to let God move mountains in our hearts first before we move mountains with our mouth. We got to be willing to let God move the mountains inside us before we could see mountains move on the outside of us. And when we let God move the mountains on the inside, we'll see mountains move on the outside. Amen? With all of our heart, I believe it. That's the condition of our hearts to believe. And He says, it shall come to pass that He shall, whatsoever, He says, whatsoever He saith. You see that? I want you to underline in your Bible the say. He says, say. He says, heart. He says, saith. He says, saith. Continues to say that. Therefore, I say, there it is again, unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. I want you to take hold of this. And I want us all to take this, to let this be a heart issue. Because there are conditions that take place. And there's barriers that we build up. And we stop God from doing His thing. Amen? We build mountains up. And He says, to do this first, He says, when you stand praying, forgive. Tell your neighbor, forgive. Who's my neighbor? Whoever's beside me, at that particular moment, you're my neighbor. Well, I just won't go around them. Whosoever. Listen, He said, forgive. He says, stand when you pray. He says, listen, we want this done, but I'm telling you this. If there's anything in your heart, if you can't forgive, because remember, it's a heart issue. Because if your heart's not right, whatever you say, it doesn't matter. If you hold unforgiveness, here's what I mean. Because, can't jump ahead because there's some good things here. There's some powerful things that we can understand in this whole understanding that I believe just doorways that will open us up to take hold of. And He says you have to forget. And some of those things are offenses. I wrote this down. Unforgiveness and offenses. Every one of us are offended. Every one of us have been offended. You can't live without being offended. I offend my wife. Yeah, sometimes. You want somebody, somewhere, sometime. I'm going to offend you. But here's what I'm telling. Listen to me. I will offend you. I promise you this. I'm on a purpose. But I want you to know that, listen, some of those things count it all joy. Do you know why? Because it's not about them always. It might be about me. Because when the pressure hits, we find out what's in our heart. We find out what's in our heart. So many times people break off relationships, they run away from the person, and don't let God deal with their heart. So He says, forgive. And I want you to know that here's the understanding, is that, listen, if you believe, so I want you to know that if we don't forgive, that means that we have a struggle with not only forgiving others, but we have there's something messed up within us about us being forgiven. Because I want you to know that when you know that you're forgiven from God, you want to forgive everybody. Do you get that understanding? There's a depth, there's a light, you're enlightened. And you're like, wow, are you forgiven? Because he's forgiven me. Something happens within us. So he says, it's a heart condition. And he says, where am I at here? Oh, yeah. He says, and when you stand praying, forgive. He says that the Father has no ought against thee, and that your Father, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses. Whew. But if you do not forgive, neither will the Father forgive you in heaven. Because, listen, it's me letting God forgive me. I declare it in my heart. It's a heart issue. We're going to see this. It's a heart issue. Let's look at Matthew 7. Matthew 7, verse 15. And it says, beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree, say good tree, bring forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits they shall be known. Listen, I want you to see this and understand something, that Jesus, he cut that thing down to the root because he desires it to bear good fruit. He desires us to represent him. Do you know when a tree bears fruit, it has sustained all the life that it can handle. And after it's sustained, taken all the life that it can get, then it bears fruit. When it's filled up with all the nutrients and all the life that it can hold on to, it's overflow. What comes out of it is life. Hallelujah. Amen. That it's not just about itself, but what comes out of it, hallelujah, is what was put in it from the beginning to bear fruit, hallelujah, and to multiply, amen, to add. So out of the midst of that, and in that fruit, how many more is in that one seed? Think about it. Think about how many is in that seed. Oh, hallelujah. How much life is in it? See, God wants us to be at that place. Amen? But there's a heart condition. Romans 10. Are you okay? Don't lie to me. God knows your heart. Romans 10. Romans 10. Let's go. Let me see. 6. Let me see where I'm going to go here. Verse 6. Let me see. This is 10:6. He says, but the righteous, say the righteous, which is of faith, speaketh on the wise. Say not in the heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the depth, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. But saith, the word is nigh unto your heart. Listen, righteousness, he says, declare. It's before you. Say it's before you. He says, it's before you. Amen. He says, the word is nigh. He says, it's nigh. It's before you. And he says, and the word is nigh, even in your mouth. Say your mouth. And in thy heart. He says, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess. I want you to get this. If you confess with your mouth, how do you get saved? See, I want you to get this. I want you to take hold of this. It doesn't change when it comes to our prayer life. It doesn't stop at that moment. Come on, amen. We take hold of it. We confess Him in our hearts as our Savior. We receive Him in our life. Confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. You will be what? He doesn't stop saving. Now you're born again, but I want you to know that there's some more things that God's saving, amen, that He's continually doing, that God's redeeming, God's moving, God, things are happening, and we still got a mouth, we still got a heart, amen. So He says, if thou confess with thy mouth thy Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So with the confession and believing in your heart, you're saved. That's not complicated. It's not all a bunch of different things. Well, no, Pastor, you need to do this. No. That's it. And you're saved. But we make it so complicated. And I want you to know, sometimes we make our prayer life, sometimes we make everything else complicated when He's saying this, if your mouth and your heart are in agreement, it shall be done. So the problem is this, is we got to find the right place, because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And what is the kingdom of God? Does anybody know? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All right, let me just bring this to you. Are you all right? All right, there's a lot here I want to go to. And He says, for it's with the heart man believeth unto, say unto, righteousness. So it's in your heart that you believe unto righteousness. What is righteousness? It's at the place believing that you're right with God. And I'm here to tell you, there's nothing that I can do to get right with God. He did it. He died upon the cross. Come on, amen. He took all that on Himself for me. Everything that He did on the cross. Everything that He did. Amen. By His stripes, I was healed. Everything that took place. Come on, amen. All the pain, all the suffering, all the things that go on in my mind, all the things I battle with, all the things that are in my heart. He died on the cross. It made me right with God. It made me right with God. There's nothing else I can do. Amen. There's no other way to do it but to be right with God and knowing what He did for me. So here it is. And He says, with the heart believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth the confession is made. So you believe and you confess it. Tell someone you got to confess it. See, what happens is, here's what happens. You believe it, but with your mouth you confess the wrong thing sometimes. See, but if we begin to work on our heart, get our heart in a place where that it's right, it'll confess the right things. And the problem is if we confess the wrong things, our heart ain't right. Listen, I wanted to draw this, but there's three realms. You have your body, you have your soul and the spirit. Your body has a brain. I have a brain. Your spirit has a conscious. And your soul is your mind. And when those three connect together, three. God does things in threes. Come on, when all three of those things begin to operate together, there's life that exists. Come on, something happens. Come on, amen. But what happens is we let our mind dictate the rest of it. And then we have problems. We have memory loss with our brain. We forget where we came from or who we are with Him. See, I want you to know that when people are acting bad, the problem is it's a heart condition. When people don't act that way, or they come after people, or they hate people, or they don't like people, it's a condition in their heart that they don't know who they are, their identity. They have a lost identity with God. And they don't know who they are because they're not comfortable with themselves. See, when you know who you are with God, amen, come on, amen. Every one of us, there's some things within us that we're uncomfortable about. So we still got heart issues. Amen? Let's hear that. Amen. Because sometimes I look in the mirror. Sometimes I think about myself and I think, oh, am I good enough? Or am I this? Or so God's working on a heart. He's working on a heart. Listen. And he says, for the scriptures say, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Not be ashamed, but you'll know who you are. Stand in confidence. He says, for there's no difference between Jew or Greek, the same Lord over all. He's the same God. He says, you call upon him. For whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Who then shall call on him whom have not believed? And who shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And he says, and it goes on to talk, he says, about good preaching the good news. Say good news. It's good news. If you're listening to the bad news, it's not the right news. He says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, the Lord, who shall believe the report of the Lord? Who will believe the report of the Lord? And he says, so then faith, it cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Wow. So I want you to know that this is why it's so important to hear the word of God. And I'm, do you know, can I be honest with you? I don't get it. I don't get this all the time. There's some things that honestly, I ask my wife. I will sit in that room with the Bible open and just ask God, God, I don't have a clue what you're saying. I don't know what this means. But God, I know I want to. So here's my heart, God. Here's my mind. Cause me to see it, God. Open me up. I want you to know that God's looking for you to open up your heart. Some people say, and we make excuses, and listen, don't do it no more. Don't do that, hallelujah. Well, I just don't understand it. Listen, he's the God, hallelujah, that can enlighten you, that can open your mind, just like he did with me. Come on, amen? Come on. That he's enlightened my mind. You say, oh, Pastor Chris, you got, I didn't get it by just getting it. Come on, amen? But I prayed about it. I've got on my knees, and I have asked God. I've read the same scripture, come on, 1,000 times. Maybe on 1,000th time that God enlightened me like that. But once I got it. Come on. Once I got it. Hallelujah. It's mine. Hallelujah. It's mine. It's part of me. Come on. Amen. Now it's part of my DNA. Because the Bible says that the Word of God is sharp. Like a two-edged sword. And it'll begin to cut. It'll begin to slice. Hallelujah. All those things that are in my heart that don't believe who he is. Come on, amen. All those things that are negative that'll cause me to sit in a place and try not to understand it. And I might want to come to a place I give up. But that sword is a knife that it'll cut that place of denial. It'll begin to cut it and open me up that I can receive, hallelujah, what he has to say to me. God, I'm not leaving till you tell me what this. I'm not leaving, God. I need to hear what you say, God. Cause me to understand it. There's times I've been frustrated, trust me. There's times, honest to God, where that I didn't have no message until the moment I got in my office and sat down and God gave me something. Just like that. Boom. Boom, he put something in my heart. But it doesn't just come by, oh, here, free willy-nilly. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. Now, I know that I've said this 100 times, but I want you to get it and know it. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. In the longest time that I studied and studied and studied to show, look, God, look, God, look, I'm a good boy. I'm doing this. Listen, nothing I can do, hallelujah, can earn my righteousness. I could read this Bible 1,000 times. But what it's declaring is, he says, study to show yourself approved. Study so that you can see, hallelujah, that I approve of you, Chris, hallelujah. That you're approved of me, hallelujah. That you're the righteousness of God. That I've forgiven you, hallelujah. That you're the light of the world, hallelujah. You're the salt of the earth. So look at that word and find out, hallelujah, how much I love you. You know, that's what made me fall in love with the word even more, is looking in this Bible and seeing it from that perspective. My, you love me, God. Not with a bad heart. You look at this with a bad heart, you'll think God hates everybody. You'll think God hates your neighbor. You think God hates this person and that person. I want you to know, got to have a right heart. Time's slowing down, ain't it? Good. Come on. I can wear this. Nice sweater. I got this for Christmas. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, the Lord who hath believed our report, for faith cometh by hearing, and bearing and hearing the word of God, and hearing the word of God, and hearing the word of God. Just, you need to get that in your heart. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But I say, have you not heard? And listen, I want you to see here and understand something, that the children of Israel, they had a heart condition. They weren't able to take hold of what God declared, because God gave them a word to go possess the land. It's yours. It's already done. Do it. Tell somebody, go do it. Just go do it. There's not. Just go do it. Confess your heart. But here's the problem. Every time Moses turned around, what was in their heart came out. And what was in their heart? They were building idols. They were worshiping the idols. They were making golden calves to worship. All kinds of the sun god and all these other things. This is the way we used to. They kept going back to that part. That was a heart issue. And you can look at this. This is a scripture where it says that from. It's in Deuteronomy 30, I believe. Yes. Here it is. Hey, let me see it from this way. You got to read them both, kind of. See, I have set before you life and good, and death and evil. I've set before you. He says, and I command thee this day, love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and take hold of his word and his statutes and his judgments, that thou shape, that you may live and multiply. You'll bear fruit. Say, bear fruit. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land wherever you go. Possess it. He says, but, say but, if thine heart turn away, you can confess all you want, but if your heart turns away, and that's the problem, their heart kept turning away from what God said. They would say one thing with their mouth, but their heart kept turning away, kept turning away, kept turning away. Come on, amen? We want our hearts to be right with God. Okay, this. Let me get going here. Colossians. This is the wrong thing. You say wrong thinking. I know I probably got four sermons in here. I'm going to try to get through, but we'll get it done. Colossians. See, look, Colossians is one of the most struggled places in the Bible for me to find. It's after Philippians, I know. Colossians 1:21. Listen, and he says, and you that were sometimes. How many of you guys believe in aliens? Well, listen, here we go. Ready? I got to be careful. Listen. He says, and you sometimes that were alienated. Say aliens. And enemies of in your mind. So how were you alienated? How are we alienated from God? In our mind. Let's read it again. He says, I'm sorry, I didn't give you the scripture. Colossians 1:21. He says, and sometimes, say sometime, you were alienated and enemies in your mind. It was in your mind. When were you enemies of God or aliens? In your mind. Listen, our battles, come on, are in high places. It's in your mind. I want you to know that if we're serious about our walk with God and we want everything that we want from God, we got to recognize there's a battle that rages and we need to submit to God, hallelujah, that our minds be renewed. There's something we need to do. We need to get a hold of the Word, because God says, hallelujah, that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the Word of God. Hearing the Word of God. And he says, by wicked works, yet now he hath reconciled you. He's reconciled you. Amen. He's reconciled me back to him. But we were alienated. Ephesians 4. I think 4:17. He says, and this I pray thee, therefore, testify the Lord, you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles, walk in the vanity of their mind, worthlessness of their mind, having their understanding darkened. Being, here we are again, aliens from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness. From the blindness of it's a heart issue. Come on, God's working on our hearts. God wants us to have those who see God, pure heart. And I want you to see here that God's determining us to see Him. Well, I see. No, no, no. The fullness of Him. Hallelujah. The great reality of Him. Uncovered. The fullness of who He is. But it has to be from the heart. Amen? How many of you guys look at the disciples? Look at the disciples before every one of them reject them except for John. Everyone, why? Because there was something in their heart. And when it came up to it, when it came down to it, when the pressure came, what was in the heart came out. Remember, Peter, I'll never leave you. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. You can say whatever you want, but if it's not right in your heart, so we got to get right hearts. Come on, amen. We got to get right hearts. And getting a right heart is whenever God says something, do it. Don't ignore it. Come on, amen. It's the simplest of things. Listen, Ephesians 4:17, he says, understanding, he says, alien who being past feeling have given themselves over to the no restraint to the work of uncleanliness with greediness. But you have not learned that. He says, if so, you have learned him. He says, you've taught the truth. That you putting off concern or former conversations, the things you used to say you used to say. Corrupt things, deceitful lusts, and be renewed in your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness. He says, and true holiness. You're holy. I want you to say it with me. I'm holy. Everybody together, ready? One, two, three. I'm holy. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man the truth to his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and sin not. He says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't give place, say place, to the devil. Don't think wrong thoughts. Don't think wrong thoughts. Amen? And he says, neither give him any place. He says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Matthew 15:8. You okay? Matthew 15:8. Listen to this. The people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. We say things. I'm excited about this because God's revealing something to us. Come in. He's ready to downpour something upon us when we grab hold of this word. Amen. When we take hold of this word. Hallelujah. When we let God begin to shift in our hearts things that aren't right. Hallelujah. God's going to break loose with something. Amen. And we're going to let Him do it. Amen. And he says, but they talk a lot. He says that it's religious. It looks right. Everything else. He says, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines and commandments of men. And they called, and he called the multitude and said to them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man. He said, but that which comes out of your mouth, this defiles a man. Then came the disciples and said unto them, knowest thou? He says, listen, just to let you know. He says, the Pharisees are offended with what you're saying. Say it's a heart issue. When the pressure is on, you'll find out what's in the heart. He was turning the heat up. And he says, and now came the disciples and say, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard you saying this? Next verse. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be uprooted. it will be uprooted. Come on, amen. I want you to say, if it's not planted by Him, it'll be uprooted. Next verse. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall in a ditch. And then Peter answered. He says, declare this unto us again. How about Jesus, man? Listen, what patience. He says, wait a minute. I'm not sure I'm not getting this. Next verse. And Jesus said, are you also yet without understanding? The light of the world is here. He says, do not you understand that whatsoever entereth into your mouth goeth into your belly and is cast into the draught? Draught? He says, but those things which proceed out of your mouth, they come from your heart and they defile the man. He said, what comes out of your heart is what defiles. What's in that heart and what you declare is the thing that will defile you. And he says, but those things which proceed out of your mouth come from the heart, and they defile men. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adultery, fornication, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. He says, are you kidding me? They were dealing with such foolish stuff. And Jesus says, really? You're worried about washing your hands being dirty. He said, this is a heart issue. He says, come on, I want you to see something. This is eternal. Eternal. He's talking about eternal things, internal conditions. What comes out defiles a man. If Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4:11. And he says, let us labor, therefore, to enter into rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So he's saying this. He says, listen, you need to labor to enter into rest. What is rest? It is not working to get righteousness. It's resting in what He did for you. It's being comfortable in putting on the new man. That you're brand new in Christ. Hallelujah. No longer, hallelujah, do I live, but Christ lives in me. Amen. So I can't get offended. You could do whatever you want. Listen, I want you to hear something. If everybody makes you uncomfortable and says all the right things to you, worry. I'm going to tell you right now. Come on, amen. Listen, because we're not perfect. And sometimes we don't let it get a hold of us, but sometimes we just need to listen. Amen. Because trust me, I've been around people that's all they've been told is about how perfect they are, and that's dangerous. It's like sinking sand, man. So we got to recognize that. So he's saying this. And what does this mean to enter into rest? Because listen, if you become offended and defend yourself, you're not resting. And your heart's not right. See, something happens and he says, be not angry. We need to let the hearts be right. We need to stop. We need to get a hold of ourselves. We need to say, God, you need to help me because God, I want to blow up right now. You know what Jesus did when he stood there and he took hold of that whip all night long? Father, let my heart be right. He could sin not. Listen, Jesus was perfect and everybody criticized him. So count it joy when someone comes against you. So he says, enter into rest. He said, because your righteousness is in me. I'll defend you. Take no offense. Because Jesus said this. He says, when they do it unto you, let him deal with it. So he's trying to, listen, this is how to get the right heart. Is getting our, finding our place in him. Not giving the enemy any place, but giving God place. I'm yours, God. And he says, am I making sense? Thanks. For the word of God is labor. He says labor, therefore, to enter into rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. He says, for the word of God is quick. It's powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword. It's piercing, even the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, in the discerner of your thoughts and your intents of the heart. So when we get those rages, when it comes up on you, and it wants to come out of your mouth, say, Father God, help me now. And keep asking. Come on, amen. Keep asking. Say, God, calm me down. I need to get out of this room. I need to go out of this place. It happens. But what happens is, and God begin to work in your heart. He'll begin to get your heart right. Amen. Come on, amen. He'll begin to get your heart right. Because listen, I've been in situations where people are under tremendous pressure, and I find out who they are. When I'm at work sometimes, I find out where people's hearts are. Oh my goodness, I didn't know you were like that. Come on, every one of us can say that. It's under that pressure. You can act all the way you want, say what you want, and act like all this. But when the pressure's on, all of a sudden you'll see, boom, woo. For the word, just singing, oh, never mind, I'm not doing it. It's even deciding it's thunder, I get songs in my head sometimes, and neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him with whom you have to do, that we have Him to give account to for. Amen? Labor and enter into rest. The Bible says, seek ye first. Whenever you're going through this thing, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. His righteousness. And these will be added unto you. Seek God when you're under pressure. Seek God when you get in those places. Amen? When you face doubt and things are coming your way, seek God in the midst of it. His right. You can't do this on your own. You need God. Tell someone you need God. We need God. We need to depend upon God. We need to reach for God. We need to labor, 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 labor to enter in. Come on, amen? It's a labor sometimes. You ladies can understand. Say amen to me. You know what it's like to give labor. I worked as a laborer. It's not the same. But I know what it's like to labor. To labor to get somewhere. To labor to get there. You press through that thing. You're not going to abort. You're going to give birth to it. You're going to labor till it comes forth. Nothing's greater. Hallelujah. Nothing's greater than Him. Nothing's greater. Hallelujah. Than placing up a heart for Him. Giving it back to God. All right. Let us therefore fear, this is verse 1, the promise being left us, entering into rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we, which have believed, do enter into rest. If you believe, you enter into it. I want you to know that gripped me today. Because we say, oh, I believe, I believe. We do, but it's not rooted the way it should be. It's not as deep as it should be. We need to let it get deep, I believe. Come on, amen. You seek ye first the king, His righteousness, and these things shall be added unto us. And sometimes they're not because of unbelief. The word is preached. It's not mixed with faith. For we have, which have believed, do not enter into rest. I need to enter into His righteousness. And all that He has. That's another sermon that we're going to get into next week. But listen, last scripture, I'm not even going to get into that one, but Proverbs 18, last one. Are you all right? Proverbs 18. I just want to add these in to you because I think these are important. Words of a talebearer, gossiper, are wounds, and they go down deep into the innermost parts of the belly. They grip you. He that answers, wait, let me see. And then death and life, say death and life, are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
So whatever you love, you're going to eat the fruit of it. I want to eat righteousness, peace, and joy. Come on, amen. I want to take hold of. I don't want to be shaken. I want to stand and know who I am. I don't want to be in doubt. I don't want to be in fear. Because that's why the Bible says that, you know, listen. And you say, well, you don't believe. Listen. And it's not something that I need to, it's not like, I want you to get this and know that faith is not something that I, it comes by faith believing. It just comes by believing. It's coming, it's entering into. It's standing in a place and receiving and being at that place where that we let God just work in our hearts. It's something that He does. It's something that we offer ourselves to God and say, here I am, God. I don't understand that. We need to be real. We need to be at a place where they say, God, Lord, You know my heart. You know, God, I'm angry with this person. God, You know that I'm upset with this. God, You know they offended me. God, You know what they did. I know. Give it to me. Stand on your feet. Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we just pray to God, Lord, that we labor to enter into the rest that You've provided for us, God. Lord, that this year, God, Lord, that we stand to God, Lord, with our hearts open, God. Lord, that we declare with our heart to God, Lord, that our hearts be right. That we might see You like never before. And God, Lord, that we see You high and lifted up. High and lifted up. God, above everything else, God. Above everything else, God, Lord, that we place You high in our thoughts, in our thinking, God. In every corner of our hearts, God. We ask to God, Lord, right now, God, Lord, move in our hearts. Give us strength to do that, God. Give us, Lord, let it arrest us, God. Arrest us as a people, God. In moments to God, Lord, of our faithlessness and our doubts to God. Arrest us, God, and cause us to turn to You. Lord, give us the strength to God, Lord, to repent, hallelujah. To turn our eyes towards You and to have a new way of thinking. A kingdom way of thinking. A righteousness. And Lord, we give You the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless somebody. Give somebody a hug. Amen. Love you guys.